I am sitting here now, approximately 10 days into Chodesh Elul, the holy month of Elul, and I'm thinking. Almost half a month has passed since Elul started, and time is moving quickly. And soon Rosh Hashanah will arrive. And at that time, Hashem will make a decision if it's worth keeping me around for another year. Telling him now how I will change and improve the coming year is really commendable. But showing him now that I am really insincere about it is probably a better idea. It's one thing to say I will do it, but it's entirely another thing to do it. And therefore, I was driving to my consciousness that my future depends on now. Now is the time to show Hashem that I am sincere by giving him an example of the changes I intend to make without any delays. I need to make myself worthy of receiving the gift of life once again. The shofar sounds every morning. Uru Yishenim Mishanaschem. Wake up, sleepyheads, from your slumber. And what does it do? It reminds me not to pass up this golden opportunity, this special time of Rachamim, and to prove to Hashem that I am really sorry for not living up to his expectations. After all, if you think about it, isn't it basic decencies for me to be remorseful for not living according to Hashem's will 100%. After all the benefits I received this past year, so how could I be a Meshalem Ra Tachas Tova to repay bad for good? And now I'm going ahead and I'm asking for another good year when I haven't even shown my appreciation for the past, when I haven't even kept my last year's pledges. Really? Why should Hashem trust me again? But I'll tell you why. The reason Hashem should trust me is because he's an Avarachmim, he's a merciful Father. And he revealed to us through the Navi, Lo echpoit b'mois hameis. Hashem is not interested in the death of his creatures. Kiim b'shuvoi b'darko v'choi. Hashem only wants us to better our ways so that we can live a proper life. And what do we say to Hashem? Hashem, you know my shortcomings. You know them better than anyone else. You know them even better than I myself know. And I say to you all the time in my tefillahs, Kuhu yada yitzreinu. Hashem, you know my urges. You know my trials and tribulations. Hashem, you created me imperfect. Zechor kof anachnu, remember I am dust. So don't judge me strictly. And please keep affording me more life. And give me another chance to improve my ways. And I tell Hashem that before the trial arrives, I will prove to you my sincerity. I will make a true accounting of all my actions this past year. And I will take this accounting seriously. It will be no less than the accounting that I do every year for my tax return, where I'm so careful to make sure everything is correct. I understand that my future depends on the outcome of the trial. And therefore, Hashem Yisbarach, I pledge this coming year, Beli Neder, to be different. I will make my relationship with you, Hashem, priority number one. I will try to live a life that pleases you. And if you give me another chance to start over, I will take life a little bit more seriously and try to be more focused on serving you more wholesomely. And I will approach the new year, Bezras Hashem, with confidence, with hope, with renewed energy. My relationship with you and my fellow man will make you proud of me. I will avoid machlokes, any kind of arguments. And I will seek shalom, I will seek to live in peace with everybody. My whole focus will be to emulate your ways. Mahu rachum afato rachum, mahu chanun afato chanun. Like Hashem is merciful, I will be merciful. Ani l'daydi. I will do my part to give our relationship my fullest attention as much as possible. I will give it my utmost, my whole ani. And therefore, Hashem, in return, I respectfully ask of you, do the same. And just as you granted life and sustained our holy nation, which I am part of this past year, so too please, Hashem, continue to give us life and sustain us this coming year. And please gather us, all of us, and remove us from this Golus, from this exile, and deliver us to the courtyard of your holy sanctuary. And we promise you, Lishmach Kecha, there we will preserve your honor, and there we will obey all of your statutes, Velasas Yitzenecha, and we will do your will, we love the Chabalev of Shalom, and we will serve you with a wholesome heart. May we all merit to experience this time shortly.